Hey now, welcome to another edition of the Inside BS Show. I'm Dave Lorenzo, your host. Today we're talking about where you hang your hat for an office. Now, I know if you're listening to me within, say, a year of this show coming out, you're probably thinking to yourself, am I going to keep working from home? How am I going to manage the dog and the trash pickup and the kids getting on the school bus every day? And you're wondering, listen, I love the fact that my commute is less, but there's something about the productivity that I'm not having with my colleagues or the connection I'm not making with other people. How can I go back to an environment where a couple of days a week I'm connected with other human beings, but I still don't have to take the train or sit in a car for an hour and a half to the office? Well, we have the solution for you today on this show. I am going to share with you the perfect way for you to remain connected and do it at probably a fraction of the cost of what you used to pay for your old office. Join me in welcoming Grant Traeger to the Inside BS Show. Grant, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell folks what you do and how we can help them solve this particular problem?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. So my role with Amada and what I get to do is work with attorneys, law firms, in figuring out the solutions to a lot of the problems that you posed there in your very eloquent intro. It's really about looking at what attorneys and law firms' needs are. And as we know, that's all really been changing a lot the past couple of years. Everyone's sort of reevaluating what those needs are. So we focus on the physical office, the virtual programs, the live reception, phone answering, the paralegal, legal and administrative support services. We put all those on the table for folks and work with them and offer them to our clients. So it's really kind of the entire range of those options.
So it's a shared workspace, and you guys focus particularly on lawyers, right? Talk about who's in the space where you guys work. Who are your clients there?
Absolutely. So any attorney or law firm is going to tell you the best clients and the best opportunities are going to come from referrals. So we realize that. We realize that the environment that an attorney needs is much different than a lot of other types of industries, and the support services they need are different. So we decided to dive deeply into the attorney and the legal realm with our spaces to be able to customize those and offer that to our clients. And we've seen that our clients are able to walk down the hall, network, connect with other attorneys, ask questions, build relationships, and get the best kind of business, which is referrals.
And you guys are different because you provide some specific services that other shared workspaces don't provide, right? And that's because of your focus on attorneys. Tell the folks who are listening, what makes you and Amada different? Why would they pick you over the other spaces?
Absolutely. So as you said, what's really going to set us apart and make us different from a lot of other options or folks out there is that legal lens or that legal eye on everything that we're offering. So paralegal, legal support services by the hour. An example, one of our clients had court in the suburbs, didn't have the support staff and the additional, you know, team members to be able to accomplish what he needed to accomplish. He was able to grab one of our team members for 4 days out in court in the suburbs, have a paralegal as he needed it on demand. And when it was done and they were wrapped up, he didn't continue to have that salary. He didn't have those additional expenses, but he had what he needed when he needed it. That's a great example of, you know, the type of services that we're offering that are setting us apart from a lot of other folks out there.
So you combine not only office space, but you also have, so there's really, you have three offerings really wrapped up in one. You have the office space, the place where you can put your jacket and your hat, sit down, plug in, all that stuff. You also have the opportunity to network. So if you were part of four networking groups, maybe you only need to be part of three now because you can come into Amada, hang out with peers, connect with them in other practice areas, and maybe they send some work over to you. And then if you only needed a paralegal part-time, or you had a paralegal but you needed to flex up because you need additional support, you don't have to call a temp service. You can just walk down the hall and go, hey, Grant, listen, I got this thing coming up in a couple of weeks. I need some help. Who do you have on the bench that can help me? So there's really three services in one. Where did this idea come from? What was the genesis for combining all of these things and making this offering specific to attorneys?
Yeah, so I absolutely have to give credit to my CEO, Ron Boxdollar. He himself has become really passionate about the legal industry, about law. He himself has a podcast where he talks to different guests about changes in the legal industry, what's going on out there. And I feel very fortunate to be able to jump down that train about 8 years ago. Because what we're doing is not only unique, but it's great to be able to work with our clients, build a relationship. It's not just a landlord-tenant relationship, and I feel very fortunate about that because, you know, there are some models out there, businesses out there, their goal is to fill a space, collect a check, and move on to the next opportunity. But my approach and how I'm encouraged by our CEO is to build a relationship with our clients, know what their passions are, know what their goals are as a firm, know what they're trying to accomplish, so we can also be a part of that. We can support them in that, make those introductions, offer additional services that maybe we don't offer yet that they have an interest in. So it's a growing model, and we continue to, every year and every day, just evolve for what our clients and the law firms need.
All right, so Grant, talk to me about the person who needs an office just a couple of days a week. Do you have an option for them? So let's say I work from home Tuesday, Wednesday, or let's say I work from home Monday and Friday, and I need an office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because I have court downtown. Or, you know, how does that play into what you offer?
Yeah, so part of what I'm going to do when I meet a prospective client or someone who's interested in our services is talk about all those things. So what are your needs? How regularly? What's important to you in an office space? Do you really need a dedicated office? I more than once have talked to a client and said, you think you need an office, but everything you're telling me says you just want to be able to have a place to come in, camp out, work for a couple hours on occasion. You want some coffee, water, tea available at your disposal. You don't want to be in a Starbucks. You want a professional environment, and you need a space to be able to meet with clients in a conference room as you need it. So it's kind of diving and looking at all those different kind of levels of service or what somebody needs. We have dedicated private offices, smaller, larger, external, internal. We also offer workstations. It's like it's going to be some private space, but sort of open to the hallways and common areas, all the way down to, you know, common area access. So you sit in a cafe in a booth, sort of like your Starbucks, but in a professional legal environment. So it really depends on what somebody needs. The other part about it is the scalability. So I'm always going to encourage somebody, if you don't know that you need an office, let's start you with a virtual program. See how many days you are actually coming into the office. And if you decide you need a private space, great. We've got options for you. It's flexibility, scalability. But I'm always going to encourage somebody to start conservative because I think a lot of folks are stuck in the mind trap that I've had an office, I need an office. And that's really not where we're at anymore. It's really about how can we help you focus on practicing your law and also being conservative to save money. And that usually comes down to the top two expenses for a law firm. Top two expenses for a law firm are physical space and personnel, staff. And yeah. So we can help you evaluate and look at those two areas where your biggest expenses are. We can really help you be more profitable as a firm.
How many attorneys are in your space? Like how many people do you have that you work with? So if I'm an attorney and I think to myself, well, listen, you know, whatever this costs me, if I get one referral a month, it more than pays for itself, but I need to know who's in the space. I mean, how many, ballpark, you don't have to give me an exact number. How many attorneys are in your space?
We're upward of 800 attorneys.
800?
Yes, we're a much bigger network than I think a lot of people realize. I mean, in Chicago alone, in Illinois, let's see, in Illinois, you've got over 70,000 attorneys.
Right.
A lot of people would say that's way too many. But, you know, I'll put aside all the attorney jokes today. But, you know, 68% of those attorneys are in private practice. So there's a lot of attorneys in Illinois. So there's a lot of opportunity there for us to be able to help them. I kind of circle back, but...
So I want to make sure that I have this right. So there are 800 attorneys who are Amada clients right now?
Yeah. So, you know,
where are you putting them all, Grant?
Well, that's it. You know, a lot of,
where are all these attorneys?
Yeah. A lot of our clients have a virtual program or have a blended program with us. So, you know, it's not about just physical space. It's right. not the model that works for a lot of people anymore. We're answering their phones. We're doing their intake. We're doing, you know, we're screening the calls to them. We're accepting their mail. They meet with our clients here in the space. And when their client walks in the door, they have no idea that there isn't an office down the hall with their name on it. And it doesn't matter. And actually, the clients that pick up on
the clients
don't
care.
The
clients really don't. For those of you who are listening, if you think your clients care, you're wrong. The clients, they don't even know. They don't. They may know that this is shared workspace, but they have no idea where your office is. You're meeting them in a beautiful conference room.
Yep. And not only that, but I think a lot of them appreciate the fact that you're not blowing your money on some fancy space, some pillar columns, and, you know, a law library that's outdated and none of us really need anymore, thank you, internet. Instead, you're being conservative, so you're able to offer them a better product at a better price.
So you mentioned something that I find fascinating and that our listeners, our viewers are going to find fascinating. If I'm a lawyer, let's say I'm a family law attorney, or I'm a real estate attorney, or I am an intellectual property attorney, business transactional attorney, and a client calls and they say they're ready to work with me, you can actually do the intake, like the intake interview, so that the questionnaire is complete. Do I have to sit down with someone and go over that? How does that work?
Yeah, so all of that's set up in our sort of our client intake. So we sit down with you and talk to you about what your needs are, your services, what you want to be able to offer your clients. Our live reception team is answering calls from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm. And this is not outsourced team members. These are people who are in our offices answering calls. We have a couple of clients who are a couple of team members who are working remotely to be able to extend those hours. But we'll sit down and ask you, what do you need in your intake? And that's always adjustable as well. But, you know, we have some clients who are doing intake. So it's, you know, for example, a personal injury. You know, one of the questions they're going to want to know, first name, last name, email, phone number, but also, was this a workplace injury? You know, there are very specific things that you want to be able to gather. And for you or even some of your team members to not have to waste your time on a call that or an opportunity that's not going to be an opportunity that you're going to want to outsource or refer to somebody else is really where you get the value. And that's those services are all adjustable. So some of our clients just have a real basic screening, hand over the call, and they pick up from there. Some of our clients, we're doing their scheduling, we're doing their intake, we upload that information, we send it off to them in a form. So it's, again, you know, depending on what your needs are, we can offer sort of the entire spectrum.
And talk about how for some people this will be short term, and some people you're the permanent office. They've probably been there for years and years. Explain the difference and explain the approach from your perspective, whether it's somebody who's waiting for their space to be finished, or maybe they're a big firm lawyer waiting to build out their big firm and it's going to be 6 months or a year. Contrast that with the attorney who's, the attorney, the associate, and maybe their paralegal is in your space for 3, 4, 5 years already. Explain the difference between the two.
Absolutely. So we work with attorneys at all different points within the growth of their firm and their careers, no question. I've had a law firm come to us and say, hey, we're all leaving our firm. We've got 2 weeks. We need phones, we need, a mailbox, we need physical space, here's what we need to lay out. We can do all of that sort of under the radar. So the day they walk out of their office, they walk into their new office with the business cards already printed and they hit the ground running. So you've got folks on that side of the spectrum, solo practitioners. We've got other people who come to us who are scaling back. Maybe they even had their own space for 30 years and they're looking to be able to continue practicing, but they need something that's scalable, flexible, so every year they can reevaluate what their needs are. So I'm working with some attorneys who are looking at retirement down the road. They maybe start with us with a physical space and then eventually go to a virtual program, so they're working more from home. Let's be honest, some of them are working from Florida. I've got a client who lives in Hawaii. Their clients have no idea. They don't know the difference. So it's really offering the entire spectrum of wherever you're at in your industry or with your firm. It's also about the being flexible with growth. So sometimes you have additional work, but you don't necessarily have, or you're not ready to bring on an additional team member or staff member. So how do you flex with that? How do you make that work? You don't want to have to fire somebody. Nobody wants to have to go through that. You don't want to have to bring on a team member if you don't have the workload, but you don't want to say no to an opportunity when it comes in. So it's having, you know, those additional services so you can really grow at the pace you're ready for without any surprises.
Okay, so I want to hear about what challenges you and the team have faced due to the pandemic and how you help attorneys so they don't have to face those challenges. And I want to hear about that in just one moment. I need to remind folks that our show is brought to you by Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. For over 35 years, Sandrowski has been helping people in all fields with their accounting. Now, one of the areas that Sandrowski specifically focuses on is in litigation support. So what does this mean? If you have a litigation matter and it's particularly contentious and it has a financial component to it, and you don't want to muddle through yourself and really figure out, hey, what's going on here and where's the money missing, or where did the money go that's missing, or what's the valuation of this business truly, Sandrowski can help with all of that. In addition to getting inside the numbers and giving you guidance, support, and advice about the numbers, if you need them to, the team at Sandrowski Corporate Advisors can testify. They're fantastic expert witnesses. They do this sort of thing all the time, and they don't just represent plaintiffs or defendants. They work on both sides of the aisle. They are dedicated to finding the truth that is behind the numbers. And whether you like it or not, that's what they're going to give you, and that's why they've been able to maintain such fantastic credibility in the field of litigation support. So wherever you are, if you're within the sound of my voice in the 50 United States, Sandrowski can help you. As I said, they've been doing it for over 3 decades. You can reach out to them by calling 866-717-1607, 866-717-1607. We're also brought to you by My Revenue Roadmap Guide. So if you're looking to build your book of business and you want a turnkey marketing plan, you're trying to figure out how to grow, here's what I want you to do. And this is absolutely free. It's my gift to you for being a listener, for being a subscriber. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info there. You'll be able to download a business development plan that I've used with my clients for the last 15 years. Again, it's my gift to you. It's completely free as a thank you for listening, for watching. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Get your business development plan there. All right, Grant, so let's talk about how you have overcome some of the challenges related to the pandemic and also how you can help law firms avoid those challenges because you've already figured it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, initially, I think at the pandemic, as it all began, we thought, okay, it's going to be a couple weeks. So not many of us, you know, sort of made a lot of adjustments. But what I was grateful for and what I appreciated was that our model ended up actually, I think, being the solution to a lot of the problems that people were encountering. So I'm not going to say the pandemic was good for us, but I do think that we ended up being able to offer a solution to a lot of the problems that people were encountering as we sort of evolved and we realized that this wasn't going away and we were going to be here for a while. So a lot of our clients used to be solo practitioners. That was sort of the main focus because a lot of law firms, the ideal model or what they thought was the end-all be-all was you're going to go out there and you're going to get your own space. And once you've got your name on the door, that's it. And that's the model that works. That's what you need. You need your own suite. You need your own footprint. And people are realizing, wow, I've got half of my space that I'm not even using. So suddenly clients who probably never would have considered a model like this are reaching out to me and saying, hey, I think this is actually what we need. I need to be able to have some flexibility. I need to have some scalability in what my firm is paying for every month. So firms that I think, you know, 3 years ago would have never considered us are actually reaching out saying, hey, you're exactly actually what I need. Something we offer that's very unique and a lot of our clients were able to take advantage of during the pandemic, and that's exciting for us, was the scalability of their office footprint. So if you have 4 offices with us, you could, with a calendar month's notice, drop an office. Mm-hmm. You could drop all the way down to a single office, and that's fine. That's why we're here. That's what we're offering. For you to be able to have that scalability and that flexibility with your firm, not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring, has been invaluable to our clients. And then with our phone services, we also offer a 3CX phone option. So you can use your cell phone as your work phone, as your work number, dial inbound, outbound. Clients are never going to know where you're at. So when you're working with a blended schedule, you're part-time at home, part-time in the office, it all works the same. So our infrastructure actually ended up being sort of the solution for a lot of clients. Now, there were a lot of people who were not attorneys who decided that working from home was right for them, and those are the clients that I think we saw leave over the course of the last 2 years with us. And law firms that never would have considered us are giving us a call and sort of backfilling those offices. So while we saw some people go, I think we also saw a whole new market of individuals who needed exactly what we're offering. So like I said, I will not say the pandemic was a good thing for us, but I am grateful that we had, I think, the solution for a lot of people who needed it and didn't even know that they needed it.
Okay, so I think I know the answer to this, but I want to hear what your thoughts are. What makes you different from some of these other shared workspaces, like some of the national chains, there's one that's been in the news quite a bit for various reasons, but what makes you different than them?
Absolutely. So some of the things that I definitely think set us apart and make us different is that scalability, that flexibility. I always laugh and say, you know, you're going to be talking to me when you're doing a contract or a prospective client. I'm not halfway across the country, so I've got to be a good guy to you, and I got to make sure our contract is fair, because you can walk down the hall and knock on the door and you're going to find me. You know, I think that's part of it is the connection that we have with our clients. It's sitting down and understanding what your needs are first and working from that, not just trying to upsell you. I don't know many national chains that are going to tell you in their sales meeting that what we did was we actually talked down somebody on the services they ended up taking.
Yeah.
And then it's also when you get off the elevator, we're not branded. So we don't have our name all over everything. It's your receptionist. It's your reception area. It's your cafe. So I think that's part of it is the approach. Those are definitely things that set us apart. And there are very few, if any, other individuals that I think are offering all the things we're offering under one umbrella.
So you're out there in the market, you're talking to attorneys all day long. What challenges are you seeing that attorneys are facing these days, Grant?
Absolutely. So actually, I think my biggest challenge when talking to attorneys is breaking through the traditional setup, the traditional office that they're so used to having had for so long. You know, having your desk with your office and your name on the door has always been how this industry has worked. I think the pandemic for a lot of us accelerated what was always going to happen, which was a blended schedule, working from home, being more flexible on what that footprint looks like. So for attorneys, my biggest challenge really for me is to just show them who we are, what we do, and why this model is going to be really the best change for them. And you know, once clients come to us, they usually don't leave. Mm-hmm. I've got clients that have been with me for over 10 years because they can always adjust and change what they're doing and their offerings as their firm grows.
And so talk about obviously you can handle a firm of one, you can handle a sole practitioner, and this is a great fit for them. Talk about some of the larger firms that are with Amada and you know, the reasons why they're with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, even with a larger firm, business is never guaranteed. So Phil, I think one thing that's going to work for a lot of our larger firms is knowing that they have that flexibility no matter what comes. One of our other larger firms is actually set up all as independent. So they're one firm with one umbrella, but each attorney has their own contract and their own physical office. So it allows them to be able to have all the presence of a large firm, but all the individuality for what their office and what their needs are. We can bill under their individual, you know, services. We answer their phones how they want their phone answered. We offer services under, you know, that individual umbrella. So it allows a flexibility that you don't typically get in a sort of a setting.
And you mentioned month to month. So are all your contracts month to month, or do you offer a longer term, for lack of a better word, leases with people who, you know, they know they have a stable client base, they know they're going to be around. Is it all month to month, or are there some longer term leases available?
Yeah, most of our clients are on a 12-month term.
Okay.
And we do offer, you know, so a month to month term is going to be a little bit higher priced. 12-month is where most of our clients feel comfortable. We do offer 24, 36-month terms, and there are some financial incentives. I'm really finding that some of our clients are taking advantage of a little bit better pricing for a longer term length because they know they can still adjust within that time frame, you know, what they're paying for.
What's a Grant, what's the biggest challenge you guys are facing these days? What keeps the team up at night?
I think it's just reaching attorneys. It's getting to attorneys and showing them this model. You know, we want to be able to offer a great option for them, but it's for me to be able to get in front of attorneys and be able to communicate to them what we're offering and this new model that they might not have ever considered. And, you know, yeah.
How are you doing that now? And I'm sure it's changed. How has it changed because of, you know, the inability to meet with people in person? I mean, we're getting back to that slowly, but how has that changed for you over the last couple of years?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's proactively getting out there, networking, connecting with people. I think all of us now have, you know, gotten used to the sort of Zoom format. We've got our microphones, we've got our ring light, we've got, you know, sort of the setup to be able to connect with people. The thing I'm liking about that is I can actually book a back-to-back meeting and, you know, network of 2, 3, 4, 5 people in a day, as opposed to, you know, you go out to lunch, you drive there for 30 minutes, you get to the restaurant, then you got to order. So, you know, I think I am able to get face-to-face with more people now because we're all comfortable with this technology and it allows us to meet more people.
And have you, so we're doing this interview in February, the beginning of February in 2022. Grant, have you noticed people coming back into the office? I mean, they need the services that you provide and they can partake in those services from home. But have you noticed more people starting to return to the office in the last month or two?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have so many clients who come in and say, I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my dog, but I can't do it anymore. I've got to get out of the house. I miss people. I miss connecting. I miss being able to just step away for a couple minutes. I think it's healthy. I know I was at home for a little while in the very beginning of the pandemic. We were setting up our receptionist remotely. We had all of our team members on the ground scanning mail to all of our clients for free so we could keep people at home for that first 6 months and just allow people to sort of figure out how we were going to navigate. But I like being in the office. I like connecting with people. I like being around others. And there are a lot of us out there that I think want that, need that. And that's how they thrive. And especially in an industry where referrals and connecting with people is a big part of how it works, you want to be somewhere where you can do that, where you can walk down the hall, knock on the door and say, hey, do you mind if I pick your brain?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think, you know, there's three huge benefits to even if you have a fantastic setup in your house, there's three huge benefits, right? The first huge benefit is dedicated workspace that's absolutely quiet with no dog jumping on your lap, no kid asking you for help with his math at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can, if you have to write something that a federal judge is going to read, you need 2 hours, 3 hours of time where nobody's going to walk in and bother you. That's the first thing. The second thing I think that's a big benefit is there's other people just like you. And if you get referrals from other lawyers want to know that you're, you know, a normal human being. So hanging out in the kitchen, drinking a cup of coffee with them for 10 minutes, you do that enough times, that's a relationship, and that's where referrals come from. And the third benefit, I mean, is just the scalability of it. Hey, Grant, I need a paralegal. You could have a paralegal tomorrow. Hey, Grant, I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. Can you scan the mail and send it to me? I love that. Scan the mail, send it to me. You know, I don't have to worry about if I'm going to miss something, or if I promised my client I would accept service and I'm not going to be in the office to accept service. There's somebody there that can do that. So Grant, what would you say if I said you can only give me one, what would you say is the number one advantage for working with Amada, putting your office with Amada? What's the top thing?
Flexibility.
Okay.
I think I've said it a lot of times, but because I think the pandemic all threw us for a loop. No, none of us saw it coming. So being able to know that no matter what comes down the road, you've got a way to figure it out. And you're not alone. You know, you're not out there negotiating a lease with a landlord in a building whose ultimate goal is to just get the bills paid. For us, we want you to be successful and to find a way to navigate going forward, because if your firm were to fold and close and go under, it hurts us too. So having that flexibility and knowing that there's somebody you can call on the phone, hey, Grant, here's what's going on. Let's come up with a plan.
All right, Grant, so now I'm going to give you a minute to think about this, but I want you to think about three things, three big takeaways we should come away from our time together with. Take a minute and think about that. And while you're doing that, once again, I'm going to remind folks, Sandrowski Corporate Advisors, they're the people who are bringing the show to you today. I want you to think of Sandrowski when you're thinking of forensic accounting. So if you need to look into the numbers, let's say you're a family law attorney. Now, people, if you're out there and you're handling divorces, I'm talking to you, and you think the other side is playing games with the numbers, you got to get Sandrowski involved in your case. And the reason is because they can look at what's behind the numbers. You can subpoena all of the records, and Sandrowski can do a comparison to other similar businesses, particularly if the spouse on the other side is an entrepreneur. They can do a comparison to other businesses in the industry. They can look at the profit and loss statement. They can go line by line and look at the expenses to determine what the other person says they made compared to what a business should make. Also, I want you to think about Sandrowski when you're thinking about buying or selling a business, because they can look into the numbers and help you value your business or help you value the business that you're looking to buy. If you need help with any of these things, give Sandrowski Corporate Advisors a call. You can reach them at 866-717-1607, 866-717-1607. Also remember, the Revenue Roadmap Guide, it's my gift to you for joining us today. Reach out to me, and all you got to do is go to revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info there. Automatically, you'll receive a link. You can download the Revenue Roadmap Guide there. It's your business development plan. It's the same one I use with my clients. You can use it too. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Get your free business development plan today. All right, Grant. So what are the three things we need to take away from our time together today?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest takeaways, number one, is if you're an attorney, stop doing things that aren't practicing law. You shouldn't be doing administrative work. You shouldn't be doing paralegal work. You shouldn't be managing the office. You shouldn't be restocking the car. What you should be doing is practicing law. We're in an industry where your time literally has a value. It's got a price attached to it. So if you can focus on doing that and doing that most of the time, that's going to allow you to be profitable, which piggybacks right into number two, which is get your time back. If you can get your time back, you can prioritize and focus on what you need to be doing. Whether that's maybe time to you is growing your firm, meeting other people, and getting new business. For some people, maybe more time is just spending it with your family. Maybe that's the priority. Whatever time means to you, you deserve it and you should be able to get it back. And number three, have the security and safety net to know that no matter what comes, if we get COVID 2023 down the road, that you're safe, that your firm has the ability to make it and endure through whatever comes, because you're not alone. You've got Amada who's going to be able to help you navigate and get through that.
All right, Grant Traeger, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you want to reach out to Grant, you can give him a call at 312-523-2030, 312-523-2030. I'm putting all his contact info in the show notes. It's down there. You can click on the show notes to send him an email. You can give him a call. Grant, thanks for joining us today. It was a pleasure having you.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right, folks, that'll do it for another episode of the Inside BS Show. We'll be right back here again tomorrow with another show. Thanks for joining us today. And until we meet again, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.